And so to ethnoburbs, a discussion or an article in one of the websites that about suburbs with diverse communities. Auckland, of course, known for its melting pot population. And in the stuff piece, it speaks of one gentleman who reckons he's the only Pākehā in his East Auckland street. Not that he's upset about it, but he lives in Flatbush. It's home to mainly Chinese and Indian migrants, and it caters to them. So houses have enough bedrooms for extended family. Restaurants don't worry about printing menus in English, as well as it has the country's biggest Buddhist temple. It's just one example of the different cultures in the mix, the melting pot. Does it make the city any more or less racist? Well, Stuff asked people of colour throughout the city who'd experienced racism. Of the 20 they spoke to, 14 said yes. Not a particularly scientific survey, but nonetheless, what do you make of that, Carla?
14 people experienced racism out of 20. It doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me one bit. It was really interesting reading that article and just linking through to you know how there are, what are those things called where they underline hyperlinks, following the hyperlinks, and I guess one of the suggestions was that one of the things that gets thrown on Pākehā communities is that they're considered kind of evil colonists. And when I clicked on that link, it just actually went to standard New Zealand History 101. So it was, I don't know, we're coming back to that earlier issue of history.
It's a really fascinating thing that there's a kind of undercurrent in this debate that, oh gosh, we've now got such diversity in our society that there are communities which are, where Pākehā are not, not the majority, but not, barely even present. Actually, we've had that for a very long time. That's been the case in Auckland, certainly, for as long as there have been non-Pākehā people here, which is, you know, certainly since the war, and of course Māori before that. That's a part of it. But also, yes, every time you have a non-homogenous society, you're going to have people being a bit anxious about this or that, and you're going to have some of that anxiety expressing itself as racism. That isn't really a surprise. It's really about how you muck along and deal with it, and the extent to which you can manage it and make it work and make it life enriching for everybody, or at least for most people. Which is not a plain, straightforward thing to do, but it is something that an awful lot of societies all around this city, Auckland, certainly do engage with.
How ethnically mixed are the communities that you both live in?
I live in a changing suburb of Auckland where I've been there 15 years now, and it's whiter now than it was, I guess, when we moved in.
It's whiter?
Yes, it's because there are fewer flats. It's a suburb that's close enough to the city for the gentrification to be.
So the prices have gone up, and that's only affordable by.
There's a degree of that happening. Yep. That's certainly true. But at the same time, we are also benefiting from having a lot of apartment blocks being built nearby. I live near an arterial, and on that arterial and just behind it, they're springing up, and that brings back into the community a much more mixed population, which is to the good.
Carlo, how diverse is your area?
Well, that's a really good question. I live in Mount Albert, so and my boys go to Mount Albert Grammar, so it's kind of a bit of both, really. Like, it's extremely ethnically diverse, and then it also has a lot of kind of middle class privilege in there too, going by the decile of it. So it's, but we have a mosque around the corner, and you go into the park, and there are just so many different ethnic groups there.
For those of us who don't live in Auckland, but I remember that people used to refer to Japaranga and Chowock, do they still talk in those terms? I say that because my mother used to live in Auckland.
I've never heard of Japaranga. What is that? Suburb?
Well, that was Pākehā. And because a lot of new housing developments went in there, and they were doing in the late 80s and 90s, and a lot of the new migrants were settling there, right? And very derogatory, right? People were happy to classify those two suburbs in particular, Howick as Chowock and Pākehā as Japaranga.
I have to say, Giles, I've heard Chowick, but not for a long time.
No, me neither.
So is that a sign of changing attitudes?
Oh, I think it probably is, yeah.
Welcome
changes. I would have thought so, yeah. I mean, I know visitors to Auckland, if they walk up and down Queen Street, they go, gosh,
yeah, you
know,
they do. They get a shot.
I can't see the white people. Yep. And actually, if you count it, there's an awful lot of white people. But there's a lot of non-white, particularly Chinese, Korean, Japanese. Some of them are visitors and some of them live here. And if you go to different parts of Auckland, you will find overwhelmingly one ethnic group or another. Parts of Auckland overwhelmingly white, and everybody else as well. That's not something that I think so many Aucklanders are still startled by or still worried about. I think visitors notice it more.
Well, how do you find attitudes outside of Auckland when you travel?
Attitudes to
The more diverse ethnic bases that we're having, that we find in our various communities.
If you talk about Auckland with people, you mean?
No, well, no. You go to a place...
Okay, right. So I had this slight kind of frightening experience where I went to Rotorua and a really, really lovely Indian woman did, I needed threading done, and she had to move out of her shopfront, which was across from the TAB, because it had been smashed in so many times, and she had to be sheltered within a kind of Pākehā white hairdresser. So she had the internal, because the attacks on her racial and otherwise were so horrendous that it was the only way she could keep on doing business. And I said, gosh, you should come to Auckland, that's crazy. Like, I couldn't even imagine that happening here. I just cannot even fathom it. Like, it was just so extreme. So I wonder about rural Aotearoa and the dynamics of those places. I was quite shocked by that story.
I think it goes back to what we were talking about at the very start of the item too, that if you've got lots and lots of people of different ethnicities, then yes, that does create some uncomfortable tensions from time to time. But actually, the more the merrier. It becomes merrier when you've got more. When you're in a small minority, it's difficult for you, and everyone else maybe resents you more.
I don't know. I mean, like, I think that I've got this poem that I wrote many, many years ago called Watching Paul Holmes' Apology and Eating Dark Chocolate. And it's all about racial tensions in New Zealand. And I remember going to, say, Epsom Girls Grammar, which, even though, again, is high deso, is very, very diverse. And the girls laughed, and you could just see their level of tolerance, intelligence to cope with cultural difference. And then I went down to the South Island like the next week and read it to a group full of Christchurch students, and the heads were lowered in shame, and there was such awkwardness that I felt really awkward as well. I just thought, wow, you know, you've got this melting pot, right? But there's like their ability and capacity to deal with diversity was really, really high. So, yeah, it was quite an interesting experience.
Well, a little bit more laughter may help from the sounds of it.
Having said that, Giles, in Auckland, although people do kind of muck along shoulder to shoulder in a sense, that's in a kind of general community way. There isn't a lot of the festivals big community activities that happen, you don't necessarily see a lot of crossover. So the Pacifica Festival or Polyfest, there aren't many non-Pacifica people who go. The big regatta day tends to be very white. Diwali tends to be overwhelmingly Indian, of course. The big exception to that is the Lantern Festival. Everybody goes to the Lantern Festival. So Chinese New Year is celebrated in that Lantern Festival now by the complete melting pot of the whole of Auckland.
All right, we need to move on. The